Lord, thank you for the gifts you've given me, most of all your Son, who set me free. Let every word I say and all I do reflect your love and only honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. The last couple times I've spoken to you, we've talked about the armor of God. Talked about the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. We talked about the breastplate of righteousness. There's another major piece of this armor that's mentioned in Ephesians 6, verse 16. At all times, hold up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. The shield of faith, a vital piece of our armor against the devil and against all the enemies of this world. It's so important that it's actually part of the school seal on the wall behind me. The shield of faith. I'm sure many of you have seen this shirt. This is one that many of you have, actually, because it was made this year. And it was actually based on a mural done by one of our alumni a number of years ago. But the thing I like about this is its depiction of the arrows. Notice they're red. And those arrows are flaming arrows. And that's a depiction of exactly what we're talking about in our text. The flaming arrows of the evil one. I'll try to put this here. I did this before chapel and it worked, but you never know how these things are going to turn out. There. Is that better? Oh. This did work. There. Is that better? Can you see it? Okay. All right. Sorry about that. Flaming arrows. It's one of the weapons in ancient warfare. Now, regular arrows, they could hurt and maim and kill, but they had to hit you directly, and they had to be aimed fairly well. But flaming arrows were much more deadly. Yes, they could still hurt and kill if you hit you directly, but more importantly, they were used to sow confusion and fear. They didn't have to hit you directly. They could hit the tents, they could hit the ground that you were walking on and start a fire that would burn everything in its path. A major inferno. I don't know if any of you have ever tended a fire that got out of control, but it's a pretty scary thing. It's amazing how quickly sparks can spread and catch fire and move. The deadliest wildfire in history actually occurred here in Wisconsin back in 1871 on the eastern side of the state. It's known as the Peshtigo Fire because it literally destroyed the town of Peshtigo. It killed about 2,200 people. Now, this major inferno started with just a small spark, but one historian described it as nature's nuclear explosion. Listen to this description. A wall of flame, a mile high, 5 miles wide, traveling 100 miles an hour, hotter than a crematorium, turning sand into glass. By the time it was over, 1,875 square miles of forest had been consumed, an area approximately twice the size of Rhode Island. That's something that huge, that destructive. It's truly hard to imagine. And it all starts from just one small spark. Now, the evil one, the devil, is constantly shooting his flaming arrows at us all the time. They don't seem like much, but once they hit, they spread quickly. We all know big sins are wrong. Big sins like murder. We wouldn't do that. Big sins like stealing a whole bunch of money. No, we wouldn't do that. Big sins like maybe having an affair. No, we wouldn't do anything like that. But my grandpa used to have a saying. He was a pastor in the CLC, and he said, "We all have sins we kind of wink at. There are certain sins, small sins, that we just kind of look at and we say, those aren't that bad. Little things like maybe bending the truth a little to make ourselves look good. Disobeying people that God has placed over us, or maybe just treating them with disrespect. Bending the rules just a little bit, as long as we get away with it. Whether those rules are here on campus or bending the speed laws when we're driving. Slacking off and being lazy. Not using the time that God has given us. Putting ourselves first. These are all just little things, little flaming arrows that the devil sends our way. And we don't think they're so serious, but they can spread like wildfire and destroy us. Take the example of the sin of pride. Pride in myself, pride in my accomplishments, pride of what I've done out on the athletic field, or maybe pride at what I've done musically, or on stage, or even academically, or maybe pride in what I've accomplished for the church. Pride in myself. It's a little thing, and yet it spreads like wildfire. Proverbs 16:18 tells us pride goes before destruction. And in James 4:6, we read that God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Everything in us, all that we do, is nothing at all. When we look at what we've done, we're just holding up a flimsy shield. We're not holding up that shield of faith. But Paul tells us, hold up the shield of faith. In Romans, he explains, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. So we hold up the shield of faith by listening and hearing and heeding his word. My faith is not in my own strength, my own arm, but in Christ and what he has done for us. His word tells us of his death on our behalf, his paying for our sins, and his strength is all that is necessary to put out those flaming arrows and extinguishing them before they become a raging inferno. And our text tells us not to do it just once in a while, but at all times. The shield of faith is to be our constant defense, always ready, always held up to extinguish those flaming arrows of the evil one. So like the knight or the lancer on this shirt, we hold up that shield of faith. With it, with God's word, we're able to put out those flaming arrows of the evil one, no matter how many times and how often he sends them our way, because of what Christ has done for us. Let's sing of this in hymn 665. Hymn 665, verses 1 and 3.